Jones, you don't know me on Today FM. Al Porter here. Can you also tell people, Al, that after blessing the car, the Pope, the Holy Father, signed the bonnet and handed it over to be auctioned for charity before all the naysayers start complaining about it? Batman wouldn't have done that. You're absolutely right. Batman wouldn't have. Well, actually, I think Batman was a philanthropist in the movies, wasn't he, when he was Bruce Wayne? But you're right, you make a good point. And the Texas Anonymous is probably coming in from my mother, who works in the parish office in Springfield and Tallinn. How's it going, Al? Any chance of a bit of Despacito for John and Bob, the two boggers out in the big schmoke? Lock up your wives and loving the show. It's a bit of a summer song, isn't it, for November? You want to hear Despacito in November? Although I was thinking about putting it into the panto. I'll see if I can get it in. Have you ever been so obsessed with a toy as a kid that you brought it everywhere with you? There's a three-year-old in Brooklyn, New York, and his favourite toy isn't a toy. He's obsessed with a leaf blower that his parents have at home. Apparently he carries it to the shop, he brings it to school, he even brings it to bed. He's pictured in a restaurant with it, and he talks to it down its tube. So he has loads of teddies, but apparently doesn't treat them anywhere near as well as the leaf blower, and he doesn't cuddle them or tuck them into bed like he does his trusty leaf blower. Him and the kid, thick as thieves. I can identify with this. My mother, she was so... I was the bane of her life. I mean, the put upon woman, that for Christmas I would always love the box of whatever she got me more than the thing itself. Because whether it was a Lego boat or it was whatever that came in the box, once the box was empty, to me as a child, that was a costume, it was a fort, it was a spaceship, it was a car. My favourite toys were probably duvets, old dresses that I found, brooms that could be used as a microphone, and then it could be, then it could be an oar that I'm rowing a boat with. In fact, my mother consistently reminds me and mortifies me about the Christmas. I think I saw Bert and Ernie had a rubber duck and I wanted a rubber duck. And she kind of thought, well, I'll obviously get him a rubber duck, but I'll throw that in his on his Christmas list, and I'll let Santa get him a rubber duck as well as all the other presents. So Santa brought all my presents, and Santa had brought me like wrestlers, and Santa brought me probably like PlayStation games and things like that. And all I spoke about was the rubber duck. When people said, what did Santa get you? I said, a rubber duck. It can happen. Can't it happen, Pam?
It can, absolutely. I was obsessed with ponies as a very, very young girl. Mm. But the closest thing I got to it was a Hoover at home, which I adored, and would sit on the back of it and kind of push myself along and pretend it
she
was
used
a pony.
To ride your Hoover around the house, just being like, giddy up, yeehaw!
There's photographs of me. I wouldn't get off it for hours.
Well, there you go. There's an image of Pam as Calamity Jane on a Hoover back across the house. So if you had a favourite toy that wasn't a toy, let me know. Al's pal for the best answer. Text or WhatsApp 0874100102. More great music on the way on Today FM.
Don't leave me this way.
And ready to change on Today FM. It is Al here with you until 2:30 this afternoon. 0874 100 102. If you'd like to get in touch, I love my leaf blower too, says Owen, who apparently is treating the lawns in Nace. Al, my dad has a garage, and I just remember that when I was small, I used to take a hammer and a big long screwdriver, potter off down the road, and sit for ages hammering at the cracks in the pavement. No idea what I was trying to do, and that comes in from Sharon. The best present I ever got was a Hurley. It was a horse and a rifle. Wait, sorry. Oh, I see. It was a horse and a rifle when they were playing cowboys and Indians. And it was a Hurley as well. And if you got into trouble, it was a stick, said Brian. From Waterford, Kevin from Mayo, I asked Santi for a flashlight and a kid's wheelbarrow. John, how are you?
I'm very well. How's yourself?
Yeah, grand, John. What are you up to today?
I'm just doing a bit of gardening down in Ballydehob there with a few of the lads.
Lovely. You've a lovely accent, John. Originally English?
Oh, I'm originally English, yeah, all over, yeah.
Oh, great. Now, John, you met a kid who thought he was holding a toy.
No, I didn't. It was just a story that was relayed to me from a guy that I used to work with.
Oh, and, yeah, tell me.
Yeah, they were at a family gathering, and one of the kids came running down with a suspect item from Ann Summer, shall we call it, saying, oh, look, I found a silver rocket. And the mum said, I know.
Oh, I'd say there was mortification involved. When this was relayed to you, did the person happen to mention that they were very embarrassed?
Just a tad, I'd say, yes. There was a hell of a lot of people there anyway, so they rushed it back, I guess.
Oh, good man, John. You don't recall having any unusual toys when you were younger?
I can't remember any, but offhand anyway.
No, good man, John. Look, John, I'm going to give you an Al's pal, all right, so you have a new toy.
God bless you. Thanks very much, dude.
Talk to you later. Bye. Bye. Good old John. Very honest, John, wasn't he? Here's the B-52s.
Today FM with Al Porter. FM.